This is your news in brief. Pakistani protesters have taken to the streets of Karachi to denounce a deadly attack on a Shia mosque, which killed over 60 people in the city of Shikarpur. The demonstrators also called for the chief minister of Sindh province to resign over the attack. Clashes have broken out between the Ukrainian army and pro-Russian fighters near the town of Debaltseve in the country's volatile eastern region of Donetsk. The region's self-proclaimed leader says the Ukrainian soldiers in the government-held town have been besieged and their supply routes have been cut. The U.S. has blasted as, quote, illegitimate Israel's latest plans to construct hundreds of new settler units in the occupied West Bank. It also voiced deep concern that Tel Aviv's move will further intensify regional tensions. The EU has also expressed its opposition to the plans. The U.S. says it has no plans to return the Guantanamo Bay naval base to Cuba, even after the closure of its notorious prison. Earlier on Wednesday, Cuban leader Fidel Castro had urged Washington to hand back the base as part of a move towards the normalization of ties with the U.S. Supporters and opponents of an anti-Islam movement have held rallies in the German city of Leipzig. During the rival rallies, clashes broke out between police and opponents of the right-wing group Legida. Police arrested several protesters rallying against the anti-Islam movement. At least three Chadian soldiers have been killed and a dozen injured in clashes with Boko Haram militants in the Fotokol region in the northern Cameroon. The army has reportedly managed to fend off the attack on their convoy and kill scores of the Takfiri terrorists there in the clashes. Colombia's Minister of Defense Juan Carlos Pinzon rules out recruiting FARC rebels in the military or security forces even if a peace deal is struck. The remark contradicts that of President Juan Manuel Santos, who said the rebels would be allowed to serve in security sectors supervised by the military.